It's the Braves and Rockies playing the second game of their series in Colorado. In the bottom of the first inning, Nolan Arenado would connect for one of three home runs hit by the Rockies.
Crushed. Center field, way back, all the way to the wall. Lane Adams leaping beyond his reach and gone. Becomes home run number 27 for Arenado. Freeland's 30th pitch on the way, and it's lined to left field. That's a base hit along the line, headed for the corner. Flowers scores. Adams can fly. He's around third. He will come to the plate to score on a two-run double by Dansby Swanson.
And the pitch is hit in the air to right field, solidly deep. Back goes Markakis. He's out of room. And the Rockies take a 3-2 lead. The 0-1 pitch. In the air, right center field, and jolted. Gonzalez looking, Blackman looking, both well. Watch it sail into the Braves bullpen.
Payoff. Ground ball toward third, Arenado. Low throw, ball got away. Here comes Phillips around third. Reynolds won't have a play, and Arenado with a rare throwing error helps the Braves take the lead.
As the Braves end an 11-game losing streak at Coors Field, they do it getting an unearned run in the eighth inning and defeat the Rockies 4-3. After the game, here's Braves manager Brian Snitker.
I like how he kept pitching. I mean, he just got back into the next count, and he battled through the one inning, and we let him go back out, and he's kind of was getting up there a little bit, but it's kind of I like when he's had to battle through innings. Then if we send him back out there, he's been, he's had a pretty good inning historically since he's been here, that he kind of rights himself and competitiveness that he has too. I mean, the kid really competes and in his own way. He's not real demonstrative or anything, but he keeps getting after it and just kind of has that good look. I mean, where he doesn't get flustered and I saw a couple of times, I think he thought he probably had a couple of strikes balled and I could see a little bit reaction, but he hangs in there really well and keeps pitching.
Sean Newcomb struck out 8 over 6 innings, giving up 3 runs in a no decision. Atlanta does snap a streak of 7 consecutive losses in Newcomb starts, and he talks about his performance.
Yeah, I mean, they got it up in the air, hit it pretty hard, so who knows what happens when it gets up there, but I felt pretty good overall. I threw a ton of strikes compared to the balls, but I think I did a good job coming back from them and staying in there.
Snit has always talked about how much he loves how you compete out there and how you didn't let those home runs affect you. It's got to be nice for you to be able to, put those behind you, turn the page, and move on.
Yeah, I mean, those are sort of expected coming here. Deep fly balls kind of turn into home runs, but I just put those behind me and kept attacking. I know they got a lot of good people in the lineup, so I knew I had to turn the switch and get right after the next guy.
Wednesday, John Gray throws for Colorado against Mike Fultonevich of Atlanta.